This is Renee Godofroy. As usual, I want to begin by saying it's been a while, but I do remember what I promised to share with you the last time. I promised to share with you how you can get whatever you want when you ask for it. And I think it's a great tool to have available to you. As I mentioned to you the last time, I was in my village last December. A man came to me to ask me for some money. And I don't recall how much he asked for, but I know it was a ridiculous amount. I say ridiculous because the man is not a family member. I don't even know him. Apparently, he is not even from the village. I said to him, "Well, you must be kidding, aren't you?" He went on to tell me that he was serious. Then he proceeded to tell me that he had so many problems. I was thinking to myself, this man is onto something. Once he noticed that he was not going to get what he asked me for in the first place, he immediately went down on his request by something like 75%. That sounded very doable to me. So without a flinch, I just gave him the money and he was happy. But after he took off, it dawned on me, it was about 15 minutes later, that this man used a very powerful strategy that I had learned years ago when I first came to America. And at the time, I didn't have money to buy books. I was in the library reading books for free. All right, are you ready for this strategy? Can I share it with you? Here it is. It's called the Law of Comparison or Contrast, if you will. The way it works is very simple, and you can start using it today. When you want something, always ask for something that is much bigger than what you want in the first place. Let's say you need to borrow $1,000 from a friend. You might want to ask for $7,000, maybe $10,000. Once your friend flinches, and I know your friend will flinch, you automatically drop your request from $10,000 to $1,000. You see, the mind must have some options before it can either compare or make a decision. Suppose you want a raise, okay? Instead of asking for what you want, ask for far more than you think you can get. Simply put, always plant a bigger number in the person's brain before you make your request. That's the way for everything in life that you want. I mean, if you're making a request, let's say you're not asking for money or you're not asking for a raise, let's say it's a promotion you are asking, ask for something that is ridiculous, then come back down and drop your request. Are you with me? It's like in business. You ask for a price that is so high, then you lower the price to a ridiculous amount. That's called the irresistible offer. Remember the television ad? Yeah, the price is $900, but if you act today, you can get this, that, and the other for only $97. From $900 to $97. Let's talk about maybe ugly or pretty. I'll use an example for your car. Well, maybe your car is average. Maybe your car is ugly to you now after so many years. But if you take that same car to a junkyard and you park between two really beat up, raggedy cars, suddenly your car might begin to look beautiful to you. Have you ever heard somebody say that you never know what you have until you lose it? Well, it's because you have something to compare what you have with, or in the first place, you wouldn't know the difference. Simply put, you just ask for a number or a request that is like significantly out of expectations, then you come back, you drop the request to a ridiculous request, something like anybody can fulfill or an amount that anybody can afford. Got it? Great. All right, that's all I have to say about this. And also, I did tell you that I would share a video with you, because last Christmas I went to my village, had dinner with 28 kids. I fed them. I gave them money. We had a lot of fun. To them, it was the best Christmas they've had. But what they didn't know, to me, it was the best Christmas that I ever had. See, the kids thanked me. They hugged me. They kissed me. They sang for me. They performed for me. It was amazing. Then two of them sang a song that really brought tears to my eyes. Basically, the song, what they were saying in the song is, there are people who were living in poverty. They didn't have anything. They used to sleep on the dirt floor. And now things changed for them. They have big automobiles and houses and stuff. And all of a sudden, they forget where they started in the first place. And they tend to look down on the poor people where they came from. Well, I'm not that way. I go back to my village. I try to be among my people, reach out to them financially and emotionally. But I gotta tell you, some people, they are just like that. They look down on the people where they came from. That's what the song is about. Hopefully you will enjoy it, and I look forward to having a conversation with you again the next time. Oh, by the way, please join in the conversation. Don't let this be just a monologue, me talking to you. I'd like for you to participate. Go down to the box below and type a comment. I tell you what, when I'm traveling before speaking engagement, sometimes I'm tired, there's not much to do, I just log in and read all the comments. I know I don't have the time to reply to all of them, but I gotta tell you, they mean a lot to me. So join the conversation. I look forward to reading your comment. Take care.